CL-123.
QST, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSat Net. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1631, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, September the 30th, 2025, which in UTC time is Wednesday, October the 1st, 2025 at 0100. Can't believe it, we're already just about into October. Okay, this is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control. And this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. And thanks to Joe, W5BSA, we're on the 145.19 repeater in West Houston, also the 443.325 repeater in Katy. And they both have a PL tone of 123.0. And then there's also links to the 146.7 repeater downtown and its network. And then when they're working, there's connections to the DMR AMSAT talk group of 98006 or YSF Fusion 11689. The All-Star node is 572580. And what's always working is Echo Link, pretty much, and that's it, star, AMSAT, star. Okay, I'll now take any check-ins.
Kilo Delta 5, the box, Vic Juliet, KD5, EQJ, Herbert, West Houston.
Good audio. Hope you're doing good out there. We got anybody else? Let's see. I think that was a double, and y'all were pretty close. Either that or somebody's got some really bad audio problems. Try it again. Got a hum, like a really bad hum, and no audio is making it through, so you might have an issue with like some of your mic cords or something like that. You might jiggle your mic cords or the connectors or something like that, and maybe try one more time. Okay, well, we'll come back here in about 30 minutes or so, and we'll take another break for check-ins. So we'll go ahead and get started here. This is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. And we're going to start with an update on the South Texas Blue Launch Team. Of course, they do have their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month. And that happens at 4:30 p.m. here in a local restaurant. And then they have a meeting on the Internet, and that's on Zoom. And that's thanks to Walter, and that's at k5wh.net/Zoom. So anybody can log on and check out the action going on, and appreciate Walter making those resources available. Okay, let's see our update here from Walter. AV5SS-163 or BOT-163. It's still flying high and just made it around the world another time. And it's currently over the southern part of Greenland. And this has been an incredible journey already. And then we have AF5LI-15 or BLT-160. It was last detected over China a few days ago and is suspected to be out over the Pacific by now and waiting to get picked up on an APRS station if it gets within range of Hawaii, and that should happen any day now. See, Walter says, when it was over China, there were not enough APRS stations to receive the images, the camera images that were transmitted, so no data was collected at that time, unfortunately. He says, we'll be watching closely to see what gets sent back to us soon as it makes it back over the United States. And we appreciate that update there, and that comes from Walter, K5WH. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the South Texas, in the Houston AMSAT.net, and we want to remind everybody that you can call and check in with a quick phone check-in, and that's to 713-467-9870. You can send an APRS message. It's been a while since we've gotten any of those. It's to West Virginia 5 Yankee with no dashes and no numbers, as Andy used to like to say. And then that email, it's to wv5y@comcast.net. We're going over here to the AMSAT News Service Weekly Bulletins. This is bulletin number 271, and this week's editor is Paul Stotzer. And the AMSAT News Service Bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. AMS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports and activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through both analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And the news feed over on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org, and you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service Bulletins via the ANS list. And to join the list, you go to mailman.amsat.org/pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. Okay, time is growing near, but registration for the 2025 AMSAT Symposium to be held October the 17th through the 19th, 2025, in Phoenix, Arizona, continues. And for details, you can go to www.amsat.org slash 43RD-AMSAT-SPACE-SYMPOSIUM-AND-ANNUAL-GENERAL-MEETING.
DL-123.
Ah, they're still taking proposals and papers, so proposals for symposium papers and presentations are invited on any topic of interest to the amateur satellite community. We request a tentative title of your paper or presentation as soon as possible, with final copies submitted by October the 8th for inclusion in the symposium proceedings. But as from years ago, proposals for presentations at the symposium do not require a paper. Presentations will be recorded and made available on AMSAT's YouTube channel and transcribed and then published with its slides in the proceedings. Okay, if you'd like to make a presentation or have a proposal, you should send it to Frank Karnoskis, N1UW, and that's f.karnauskas@amsat.org. Okay, we want to thank Bruce, KK5DO, for making our URLs available out there on our website. So that's over at amsatnet.com. And he's made a link there, so you can just click on that on the front page and go to a document that has all the URLs there listed. So you can just click on them and go right to it.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
The AMSAT Removed Before Flight key tags are available, and yes, they are the real thing. They're lovely embroidered red with white lettering, and the white AMSAT logo and name, and your $20 donation goes to help fly a Fox Plus satellite, and it does include first class postage, but it's only for folks in the United States, sorry, U.S. addresses only. And you can order today at www.amsat.org/product/amsat-remove-before-flight-keychain. All right, hams are needed to track Artemis II. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, is seeking volunteers to passively track the 2026 Artemis II Orion spacecraft as the crewed mission travels to the moon and back to the Earth. The Artemis II test flight will send NASA astronauts Reid Weissman, KF5LKT, Victor Glover, KI-5BKC, and Christina Kump, along with Canadian Space Agency, or CSA astronaut Jeremy Hansen, KF-5LKU, on an approximately 10-day mission around the moon. Targeted no later than April 2026, the mission will rely on NASA's Near Space Network and Deep Space Network for primary communications and tracking support throughout its launch, orbit, and reentry. However, with a growing focus on commercialization, NASA wants to further understand industry's tracking capabilities. This collaboration opportunity builds upon a previous request released by NASA's Space Communication and Navigation Program, or SCAN, during the Artemis 1 mission in 2022. 10 volunteers successfully tracked the uncrewed Orion spacecraft on its journey thousands of miles beyond the moon and back. One of those volunteers tracking in 2022 was Scott Chapman, K4KDR, of Montpelier, Virginia. Sometimes it's what you don't know that makes this kind of activity interesting, said Chapman. All I had was a small S-band dish and receiver and wasn't sure what I could or couldn't hear, but when I started hearing the signals, it made everything worth it. Chapman said he felt good about the whole process and, while it was interesting, it was also a lot of fun. And there were also other participants during the Artemis 1 mission, including international space agencies, academic institutions, commercial companies, nonprofits, and private citizens who were also attempting to receive Orion signals. Chapman added that NASA is also looking for commercial partnerships to share in the process. If you're interested in volunteering for next year's event, all the information can be found over at sam.gov, that's sam.gov. The response deadline is October the 27th, 2025 at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And we will thank the ARRL letter for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y and the Houston AmSatNet. And let's see, we're just at quarter past the hour here, so we're going to take a quick standby and take a look around and see who we've had checking in here, especially via some of our alternate methods. K5ENG. Sounds like he's having some plumbing issues, but at least they're with the house, so that's good, unfortunately. Then, let's see, we've got Dale, WD0AKO. He's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota, and he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website in case there's a problem. And we appreciate that. We have used it here in the past. And then we have Vern, WA0RCR, up there in Wentzville, Missouri. And he retransmits our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM. And that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So low bands are starting to come into some really good activity here. So we appreciate Vern putting us there on the top band on the weekend. And then there's Kai in 6ZZO. He's one of our podcast listeners. And he's up there in McKinleyville, California. And we sure do appreciate it when he calls and checks in there.
Whiskey, Delta 5, Juliet Romeo Delta. I'll copy.
All right, sounds good there, Carl. Got a good signal and good audio there, so welcome aboard.
Testing out microphones. Thank you.
All right, we got you down. That's WB5JRD up there in Jersey Village. So, yeah, that sounds pretty good there. All right, let's see, from the Internet Relay Chat System, let's see, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW, Brian, KG4WIJ, Renee, NZ9T, Bob, K8WX, and W8QHB. And then let's see here, from Echolink, let's see. We've got Mitch, 80HK. He's out there in Jackson, Minnesota. And, of course, thanks to Mitch, he puts on the Wednesday night AmSatNet, and that takes place over on DMR, on the digital talk group for AmSat at 98006. And then there's also YSF Fusion, that's 11689 for that channel. And then that takes place at 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays. So we appreciate Mitch putting that net on there. And then let's see, we'll say hello to Andrew, KC5LWY, and he's down there in Galveston, so I hope he's doing good this evening. There's Damien, AG9P, he's out there in Oconto, Wisconsin. We'll say hello to him.
BL-123.
Alright, we've got Bruce, KK5VO. He's out there in Roman Forest on the far north side, so good evening, Bruce. And there's Indoff, N6UTC. He's out there in Long Beach, California. Hello to Indoff. And then we've got KA5YFC, that's Steve. It looks like he's on his Samsung. He's listening, so we appreciate that. And then there's Dale, WD0AKO. And once again, he's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota, when he's not on vacation. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AmSatNet. 2025 AmSat President's Club coins. You can celebrate the 40th anniversary of amateur radio on human spaceflight. It'll help support the Golf and the Fox Plus projects. You can join the AmSat President's Club today, and that's over at... www.amsat.org/join-v-amsat-presidents-club. All right, AmSat DL, that's over at AmSat in Germany, hosts Future GEO Meeting, Bochum Space Days Symposium. AmSat DL hosted its annual symposium during the Bochum Space Days on September the 19th through the 21st. Prior to the opening of the symposium, AmSat DL hosted a meeting regarding the Future GEO Project. The Future GEO Project is a prospective geostationary amateur radio payload potentially hosted on board a satellite with coverage including portions of North America. AmSat was represented at this meeting by Vice President of Operations, Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA. AmSat DL's symposium included presentations on the Future GEO project, as well as presentations on AmSat DL's ErmanAS-1 pocket cubes, updates from AmSat UK on the Jovian-1 and FunCube Plus projects, as well as other updates on various amateur satellite-related projects. Sounds like AmSat DL symposium there was a success. Let's see, we've got some ISS, International Space Station, Slow Scan TV event that's coming up. Two ARIS-SS TV events are planned over the next few weeks. First, an event is planned for October the 3rd through the 6th, commemorating the launch of Sputnik in 1957. Houston, happening on October the 17th through the 20th. There will be scouting-themed images, and they will be transmitted to coincide with the International Scouting Jamboree. Of course, ISS SSTV images are transmitted using the mode of PB120, and it's on the frequency of 145.800 megahertz. More information about the start and end times will be available closer to the event start dates. And we want to thank ARIS for that information. This is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. All right, coming in 2025, still awaiting, and I'm sure they're still working on it, is the SDR Gen 2, which is going to be a really versatile GNU radio-based transverter with 144 megahertz to 6 gigahertz continuous coverage. All right, and the SDR Gen 2 will have direct VHF, UHF, 900 megahertz, LS, and C-band operations. Also up conversion to 5 and dime capability, 5 and 10 gigahertz. Okay, it's going to be all mode, like CW, single sideband, FT8, narrowband FM, single side SSTV, ATV, all kinds of modes, and the minimum downlink data rate will be 1 megaslice per second, and it's built to fly on the Fox Plus and the Golf missions. Okay, we look forward to that coming from ASCENT, the Advanced Satellite Communication and Exploration of New Technology, and those AMSAT engineers. And they are keeping amateur radio in space, and we really appreciate them working on that. Okay, looks like this week there are no additions or deletions to the AMSAT TLE distribution, but two line elements, or TLEs offered for two, referred to as Keplerian elements, or just KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. And weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites. So you just download your KEP file once a week and install that into your satellite tracking program, and it should keep everything current and the satellites in their correct positions. TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day, and new bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. More info can be found, at the www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. And we'll thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, for letting us know there are no additions or deletions this week. All right, hey, do you need new satellite antennas? Well, you can get that M2 LEO pack, which is the good antenna for those LEO and satellites. And you can get that from the AMSAT store. And when you do, 25% of the purchase price goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And let's see, it's over at amsat.org/product-category/hardware. And at the same time, they do actually have a little bit of a discount there worked out for you when you buy your M2 LEO pack through AMSAT.
W5BSA repeater.
Okay, amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts for the International Space Station. And the downlink frequency on which to listen is on 145.800 MHz worldwide. Let's see, we've got contact coming up here. The ISS call sign is scheduled to be NA1SS. It's with the Pinecrest Academy in the Cumming, Georgia. They're going to have a contact direct via KI4ITG. And the downlink frequency will be on 145.800. And the crew member is Mike Fink, KE5AIT, and the Harris Mentor is K4RGK.
PL123.
Okay, this contact is a go for 9:30, 2025 at 15:58, 19 UTC. And it's going to have a 29 degree elevation. And they should have a live stream. You can find that over at YouTube, or you can check out live.aris.org. Okay, the Instituto Politecnico Nacional Planetario Luis Enrique Ero in Mexico City, Gustavo Madero in Mexico has a contact direct via XE2L, and the ISS scheduled to be NA1SS, downlink frequency on 145.800. The crew member is Zena Cardman, KJ5CMN, and the ARS mentor is VE3TBD. Okay, the contact is a go for Wednesday, 10-1-2025 at 16:41:48 UTC with a 67 degree elevation. The Girl Guides Association of NSW/ACT/MT, Merwill Bulumba, NSW, Australia, has telebridge via VK4ISS. ISS call sign is to be determined. The frequency is on 145.800. The crew member is Mike Fink, KE5AIT. The ARS mentor is VK4KHZ. The contact is Saturday, 10-4-2025. 10:26:23 UTC with a 62 degree elevation. Many times a school may make a last minute decision to do a live stream or run into a last minute glitch requiring a change of URL, but we at ARIS may not get the URL in time for their publication. So you can always check the live.aris.org to see if a school is live streaming. And as always, if there is an EVA, a docking or an undocking, the ARIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. Okay, the crossband repeater on the ISS continues to be active. It's on 145.990 MHz up with PL tone of 67. And then you listen on 437.800 MHz, which is the downlink. And if any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick the mic up. They can raise the volume up, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. Maybe one of them decided to do that right when you decided to contact them. Okay, we want to mention that all times are approximate. It's recommended you do your own orbital prediction or start listening about 10 minutes before our listed times. And the latest information on the operation mode for the International Space Station can be found at www.ars.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html. And the latest list of frequencies in use can be found at www.ars.org/contact-v-iss.html. Okay, we've got a lovely little chart here with the ISS ham radio status. It says here's the latest as of Monday, the 22nd of September. The Columbus module radio is currently configured as the crossband repeater, downlink on 437.800 MHz, uplink on 145.990 MHz, PL tone of 67 Hz. The service module radio is currently configured for packet, so it's the one they're doing APRS, and its up and down frequencies is on 145.825 MHz. And then there's Ham TV. It's currently active. It's transmitting a blank audio-video signal, and its downlink is on 4395 MHz, or 2.935 GHz. Okay, the SSTV outlook. Again, two short events are planned. The 3rd to the 6th of October, celebrating the 1957 launch of the first artificial Earth satellite. And then the 17th to the 20th of October, scouting-themed images to correspond International Scouting Jamboree on the air. Okay, then we've got actually another contact here listed. It says Oleg Platonov will talk to students at Alma State University in Bangladesh, Russia. Scheduled Wednesday, September 24th at 10 UTC or 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Okay, we want to thank Charlie Safana, HA9N, one of the ARIS Operation Team mentors, for that information. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSat Net. Hey, you want to fly the colors on your vision? You can get an AmSat car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And when you do, 25% of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And that's 25%. So, the URL, it is at www.zazzle.com/store/AmSat_gear. All right, we do have some AmSat ambassador activities, and the AmSat ambassadors provide presentations. They demonstrate communicating to amateur satellites and host information tables at club meetings, HamFest, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. And we've got AmSat Ambassador Clint Bradford, K6LCS, and he says, think a 75-minute presentation on working the easy satellites would be appropriate for your club or event? Let me know by emailing Clint, and that's at K6LCSCLINT@gmail.com. Or calling Clint at 909-999-7287. And Clint has never given the exact same show twice. Each of his 150-plus presentations so far has been customized and tailored to his audiences. Okay, looks like we've got some scheduled events coming up. It's getting closer to the end of the year, not too many left. But you should see Mitch, 80HJ, manning a AMSAT booth there at the North Star Radio Convention. And that's going to be on October the 11th at the Hennepin Technical College at 9000 Brooklyn Boulevard in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. And that's 55445. And the URL is northstarradio.org. And then the 43rd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting will be held October the 16th through the 19th, 2025, at the Holiday Inn and Suites Air Phoenix Airport North at 1515 North 44th Street in Phoenix, Arizona. That's 85008. And you can find details at amsat.org/2025-symposium. Okay, if you're interested in becoming an AMSAT ambassador, you can become one, and then you'll be one of the people that's providing presentations, demonstrating, communicating to amateur satellites, and hosting information tables at club meetings, hamfest, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. And for more information on how to do that, you just go over to www.amsat.org/ambassador. And we want to thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, the director of the AMSAT Ambassador Program, for that information.
BL-123.
Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, with the Houston AmSatNet. Stretching the footprint of QO-100, a geostationary satellite that is up over primarily Europe and the Middle East, continued this past week with activations from Newfoundland by V01/F4BXV. And V01/F4BXV conducted the first activations of grids GN36 and GN38 on the satellite QO-100, and that's via DF2ET at flow_0_ on X. Alright, and FO-29 is still around and functioning. Its analog transponder will be activated at the following times in October. And October the 3rd, 2336. October the 5th, at 0026, and also 2330. October the 11th, at 0010, and 2314. October the 13th, at 0004. October the 17th at 2258, October the 18th at 2348, October the 24th at 2331, and October the 26th at 0022. Due to FO-29's battery status, the satellite following the activation times until the satellite's undervoltage control shuts the transponder off. And that information comes from the Japanese Amateur Radio League, so we want to thank them for that. Okay, satellite de-expeditions to PJ-7 or St. Martin and FP or St. Pierre and Mike McCalon over the past week were successful, with PJ-7K and FP-5KE making numerous satellite QSOs. Of course, I'm sure they were probably active also for the RTTY, the CQ Worldwide contest that took place last weekend. And then the AO-123's FM transponder returned to service this past week. The uplink is on 145.850 megahertz with a 67 hertz CTCSS tone. And the downlink is on a 435.400 megahertz. And we'll say thanks to the Harbin Institute of Technology for that information. AMSAT-EA, which is AMSAT Spain, has announced that SO-125's FM transponder will now be left on full time. That's good news. The uplink for SO-125 is on 145.875 megahertz and no tone is needed. And the downlink is on 435.666 megahertz. And we want to say thanks to AMSAT-EA for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. Let's give out those URLs one more time for our net there. Thanks to Bruce, KK5VO. You can go over to www.amsatnet.com and you can find information besides the URLs we discussed. There is information on how to get awards and certificates for making satellite contacts. And that's thanks to Bruce, KK5VO, who is the AMSAT awards guy there. So we appreciate him doing that there, as well as his other board of directors' responsibilities. And we've also got www.amsat.org, and you can find more information on how to get certificates and awards over there. And then you can also find the status of the satellites and the frequencies that they're operating on. And then there's also information about the symposium coming up and also the store. So you can go over to the store and you can even buy satellite antennas. So that's right over at www.amsat.org. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. Looks like we've still got a few minutes to kill here, so we're going to switch over to Space Daily here real quick. I think we've got another Starship test here coming up for too long. Let's see, I saw some information on that. Of course, this I can't currently find. Okay, let's see. This is coming from Paris from September the 25th. And Space.wire, amateur astronomers helped track an asteroid to a French impact site. With help from amateur astronomers, scientists tracked how an asteroid traveled from space, broke up in Earth's atmosphere, and sent fiery fragments shooting to the ground, gathering new information about how these space rocks disintegrate. Asteroid 2023 CX1 briefly lit up the sky as it disintegrated over northwestern France at around 4 p.m. or 1400 GMT on February the 13th, 2023. 7 hours earlier, a Hungarian astronomer had spotted the small asteroid, which was less than a meter or a yard wide and weighed 650 kilos or more than 1,400 pounds, and it was roughly 200,000 kilometers or 125,000 miles from the Earth. In the following minutes and hours, scientists at NASA and the European Space Agency were able to calculate the location and timeline of its descent with unprecedented accuracy. Observatories around the world have been joined forces to study every aspect of its journey using a range of scientific instruments. Among those swiftly mobilizing were professional and amateur astronomers from France's FRIPON network, which was launched around a decade ago with a mission to detect and collect meteorites, fragments of asteroids that make it to the ground. We received dozens of photos and videos of the asteroid's seconds-long journey through the atmosphere, said meteorite specialist Brigitte Zonda of France's National Museum of Natural History, which is part of the network. Collaborating with the public, including sifting through images posted on social media, allowed scientists to observe the phenomenon with unmatched precision, Zonda told AFP. In particular, there was an extremely useful video showing the object fragmenting, which lets us see how many pieces it broke into and how this happened, she said.
DL-123.
The first meteorite, weighing 93 grams, or just 3.3 ounces, was found 2 days later in the northwestern French commune of Saint-Pierre-la-Vigueur with the help of locals. In all, around a dozen meteorites were collected and added to the museum's collection. After 2.5 years, all the information gathered about the asteroid was published in a study in Nature Astronomy this week. So far, only 11 asteroids have been detected before impact, and meteorites were only recovered from 4 of them, said the study. 2023 CX-1 likely broke off from a larger rock in the Massalia asteroid family in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, according to the study. As the asteroid entered our planet's atmosphere, it disintegrated very brutally in 2 stages, around 28 kilometers above the Earth, Sanders said. During the process, it lost 98% of its mass and released a huge amount of energy. This is maybe only the second time we have observed fragmentation like this, Sanders said. It probably depends on the speed, angle of impact, and internal structure of the rock. Okay, let's see, during the process, this may be only the second time we've observed fragmentation like this, and none of the fiery meteorites that made it to Earth damaged anything. However, simulations showed that this particular kind of fragmentation has the potential to cause more damage than a more gradual disintegration, such as the way a much bigger asteroid exploded over the Russian city of Chelyabinsk in 2013. As that 20-meter-wide asteroid descended. There were five successive fragments, each releasing a small amount of energy, Sanders said. Still, the resulting shock wave shattered windows across the sky, injuring more than 1,000 people.
Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet.
Okay, we want to spread the word here and remind everybody, and it's not the first time it's happened, but the AWRL is making strides, and they are trying to get homeowner association requirements bypassed for amateurs who'd like to put up antennas. So the AWRL has again launched a nationwide grassroots campaign to pass Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act. The Amateur Radio Relay League has successfully obtained congressional support both in the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate to introduce legislation that, if passed, would eliminate homeowner and private land use restrictions that prohibit amateur radio operators from installing antennas at their residence. And that's a homeowner association. And see, what are the bills? In the U.S. House, it's H.R. 1094, introduced by August Pfluger, Republican of Texas, and Joe Courtney, a Democrat of up there by New York, of Connecticut, sorry. And then there's a U.S. Senate, is S.459, introduced by Roger Wicker, a Republican of Mississippi, and Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat also up there in Connecticut.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
Okay, if you'd like for your voice to be heard and to help the homeowner association situation, you can go to sendaletter.org. That's send-a-letter.org. And click on the link real quick, put in your call sign, and the letters are automatically sent to your representatives. So everybody, please do that. You never know. Maybe eventually we will be able to put up ham radio antennas, just like people are able to put up TV antennas to receive TV broadcasts, and also satellite antennas to receive satellite broadcasts. So this is Marty, WZ5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. Okay, we got a hey, Marty, from Clay, KG4OZW, and he's out there on the Internet Relay Chat System, so we want to also wish him a good evening out there. And we'll also say hello to Rachie, who's probably listening along with Clay. Okay, well, we've pretty much reached the end of our time here. So we hope everybody enjoyed this version of the Houston AmSatNet. Stay safe out there. Keep playing with those radios and making lots of satellite contacts. I know the HF band has kind of been up and down lately. The conditions haven't been that good. And then last few days, like over the weekend, especially with the contest going on, conditions were just magnificent. And then we've had some solar activity, and everything's back down in the dumps again. So we'll ride the roller coaster, and as long as we can, and I hope everybody has a good week. Play with those radios, make those satellite contacts. We look forward to catching everybody next week So from Andy, W5ACM, Bruce, KK5EO, up there at Roman Forest, myself, Marty, WV5Y, in Northwest Houston, we say 73 for this week from the Houston AmSatNet.